Al-Mujadila, the pleading woman. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Allah has indeed heard the plea of her who pleads with you, O Muhammad, with regard to her husband, and makes her complaint to Allah seeking his help. Allah has heard both of you conversing together. Verily, Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Such of you who give up conjugal relationship with their wives by calling them mothers should realize that they do not thereby become their mothers. Their mothers are only those who have given them birth. And they, by calling their wives mothers by zihar, utter words that are most unseeming and false. And of course, Allah is all-pardoning, great protector against faults. Such of those who thus happen to call their wives their mothers, and then retract what they have said, must free a slave before they too touch each other for re-establishing conjugal relationship. This is what you are enjoined to do, in case you commit such a hateful thing. And Allah is well aware of what you do. He that cannot afford a slave to be set free shall then observe fast for 2 consecutive months before he and his wife touch each other for conjugal relationship. But he who has not even the strength to fast for that time shall feed 60 poor people. This has been so ordained that you may have faith in Allah and really submit before him and his messenger. These are the limits enjoining you to give up foul practices and injustice to women, prescribed by Allah, and the deniers of these shall receive grievous punishment. Surely those who oppose Allah and his messenger shall be laid low and humbled, as those opponents of the truth who were before them were laid low and humble. And we have already revealed clear ordinances as to how to uplift the status of women. And the deniers of these ordinances shall receive a humiliating punishment. This punishment will also take place on the day when Allah will raise them up all together. Then he will inform them of all they have been doing. Allah has kept a recorded account of it, while they have forgotten it. Allah is witness over everything. Do you not see that Allah knows whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth? There are no 3 holding a secret council, but he is their 4th. There are no such 5, but he is their 6th. Whether they are fewer than that or more, he is with them, no matter where they are. Then on the day of resurrection, he will tell them in the form of requital all that they have been doing. Surely Allah is possessor of full knowledge of all things. Have you not seen those who were forbidden to hold secret councils, and yet repeatedly returned to what they were forbidden to do, and they conferred together secretly, encouraging sin, transgression, and disobedience to the messenger? When they come to you, they greet you with words with which Allah has not greeted you. But they say one to another, "Why does Allah not cause us to suffer for what we say hypocritically? Sufficient for them is Jahannam to reckon with them satisfactorily. They shall enter it. What an evil resort." O you who believe, when you hold secret councils, do not confer to promote sin, transgression, and disobedience to the messenger. Rather, confer to promote piety and righteousness and restrain from evil. And take Allah as a shield, Allah before whom you shall be gathered together. Holding secret councils with evil intentions is the work of Satan, who does it to cause unrest and distress to those who believe. Yet he can do them no harm at all except by the leave of Allah. Therefore, let the believers repose their trust in Allah. O you who believe, when you are asked to extend the circle of a sitting, leaving reasonable space between one another when sitting together in your assemblies, then do extend it. Allah will make ample room for you, and disperse when you are told to disperse. Allah will exalt such of you as believe and such of you as has been given knowledge to high degrees of rank. And Allah is well aware of what you do. O you who believe, when you want to consult the messenger in private, then advance a charity for the needy before such consultations. This is best for you and will help you to better standards of purity. But if you cannot afford it, then never mind. Remember that Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Do you fear that you will not be able to give charity before your consultation? So when you do it not and Allah has turned to you mercifully, observe prayer and present the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger, and Allah is well aware of what you do. Have you not seen those hypocrites who befriend a people who have incurred the displeasure of Allah? Such people belong neither to you nor to them, and they swear to falsehood, and that they do it knowingly. Allah has in store for them a severe punishment. Evil indeed are the deeds they used to do. They have taken shelter behind their oaths for their falsehood, so that they turn people away from Allah's way. So there awaits them a humiliating punishment. Neither their belongings nor their children will be of any avail to them against the punishment of Allah. They are the inmates of the fire, wherein they will be abiding long. The day when Allah shall raise them to life altogether, they will swear to Him as they swear to you, and they will think that they have something reasonable to serve them as a good plea. Beware, it is they who are in fact the liars. Satan has gained mastery over them and has made them give up the remembrance of Allah. They are the gang of Satan. Now, as a matter of fact, the gangsters of Satan are the losers. Certainly, those who oppose Allah and His Messenger will rank with the lowest of the low. Allah has decreed, "Most certainly I will prevail, I and my messengers." Verily, Allah is all-powerful, almighty. You will find no such people who truly believe in Allah and the Last Day, loving those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even though they, the opponents of Allah, be their fathers, or their sons, or their brethren, or their kindred. It is they in whose hearts Allah has inscribed true faith and has strengthened them with His own revelation. He will admit them to gardens served with running streams. They shall abide there forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Him. They are Allah's party. Behold, it is Allah's party alone that are the winners of the goal. Al-Hashr, the banishment. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth declares the glory of Allah. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who turned out from their homes those who had disbelieved from among the people of the Scripture on the occasion of the first banishment. You never thought that they would quit, while they themselves thought that their strongholds would defend them against the judgment of Allah. But the punishment from Allah came upon them from quarters they little expected. He struck their hearts with terror, so that they demolished their houses, partly with their own hands, and what remained of them was being destroyed at the hands of the believers. So take warning from them, O you who have insight. And had not Allah decreed exile for them, He would have punished them in some other way in this world, and in the hereafter they shall certainly have the punishment of the fire. Because they cut themselves off from Allah and His Messenger, and he who cuts himself free from Allah should bear in mind that Allah is severe in retribution. You cut down no palm tree of theirs, bearing small dates of inferior quality, or left it standing on its roots, but it was by Allah's leave. Allah gave you this leave so that He might disgrace the transgressors. whatever property and goods Allah has given as spoils to His messenger, and taken away from these enemies after they had made preparation for war against the Muslims, is of God's grace. You made no expedition with either cavalry or camelry for the attainment of this. Rather, the fact is that Allah gives His messengers authority over whom He will. Allah is possessor of every power to do all things desired by Him. Whatever property and wealth Allah has given to His messenger without warfare as spoils, taking it from the dwellers of the towns, it is for Allah, His messenger, and for the near of kin, and the orphans, and the needy, and the wayfarer. It has been so ordained that the wealth should not circulate only among you rich people, and take whatever the messenger gives you and forbear from what he forbids you. Take Allah as a shield. Surely Allah is severe in retribution. The wealth so obtained is also meant for the poor indigent refugees, who have been turned out of their houses and made to part with their possessions while they were seeking the grace and bounty from Allah at His good pleasure, and who helped the cause of Allah and His messenger. They are the people who prove their claim of being sincere in their faith and to be true. And in this wealth there is also a share for those, the helpers, who had settled in the city of Medina and had embraced the faith before these refugees arrived there. They love those who migrated to them for refuge, and who, even though poverty be their own lot, found no desire in their hearts for that which is given to them. But they gave them, the refugees, preference over themselves. And bear in mind that those saved from the covetousness of their souls are the ones to achieve the goal. And this is also meant for those who came into the fold of Islam after them. They say, "Our Lord, protect us and our brethren who took precedence over us in accepting the faith, and let no rancor or spite occupy our hearts against those who believe. Our Lord, You are surely compassionate, ever merciful." Have you not given thought to the case of those who practice hypocrisy? They say to their friendly Jewish brethren, those from the people of the scripture who have committed breach of faith, "If you are turned out of Medina, we will certainly leave with you, and we will never obey anyone where you are concerned. And if you are fought against, we will certainly help you." But Allah bears witness that they are surely liars. If they are turned out, they will never leave with them, and if they are fought against, they will never help them. And if ever they come out to their help, then they will surely run away showing their backs, and then they themselves will have none to help them. Muslims, the truth is that you are held in a greater fear than these hypocrites hold of Allah. That is because they are a people who are devoid of all reason. They, the Jews, will not even fight against you offering a joint front. They will fight only from within fortified towns or from behind ramparts. Their fighting spirit among themselves is desperately severe. You think them to be united, but their hearts are divided. That is because they are a people who do not refrain from mischief. Their case is like the case of Banu Qaynuqa, a Jew tribe at Medina, the immediate predecessors who were defeated. They suffered the evil consequences of their evil doings, and they received a woeful punishment. Again, the case of the hypocrites is like that of Satan. Behold, he says to a human being, "Disbelieve." But when he disbelieves, he says, "I have nothing to do with you. I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds." At the end of both of them is that they are both in the fire. There these two shall abide for a long time. Such is the recompense of the wrongdoers. O you who believe, be mindful of your duty to Allah. Let every soul look to what it sends forward for the morrow, the day of requital, and take Allah as a shield to guard against the consequences of evils and further commitment of them. Verily, Allah is well aware of all that you do. And do not be like those who gave Allah up, so that He too made them give their own selves up. It is they who are downright sinners. The inmates of the fire and the owners of the garden of paradise are not alike. It is the owners of the garden that have achieved their goal. Had we revealed this Quran on a mountain, you would have surely seen it falling down in all humility and splitting asunder for awe of Allah. These are wonderful things which we narrate for people that they might give thought. He is Allah. He is the one beside whom there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. He is the knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the ever merciful. He is Allah, beside whom there is no other, cannot be and will never be one worthy of worship but He. He is the supreme sovereign, the holy one, the most perfect, bestower of peaceful security, the guardian, the almighty, the compensator of losses, the possessor of all greatness. Holy is Allah, far beyond and above the things they associate with Him. He is Allah, the creator of the matter and the spirit, the maker, the bestower of forms and fashioner of everything suiting to its requirement. All fair attributes belong to Him. All that lies in the heavens and the earth declares His glory. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Al-Mumtahana, she that is to be examined. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. O you who believe, do not take those who are enemies of me and to you for friends. Would you send them messages of love and friendship while they have denied the truth that has come to you and have driven out the messenger and yourselves from your homes? Merely because you believe in Allah, your Lord? How can you do so if you migrated indeed to strive in my cause and seek my pleasure? Would some of you make secret offers of friendship and love to them, while I am fully aware of all that you conceal and all that you profess openly? And whoever of you does such a thing, let him realize that he has indeed strayed away from the right path. If they, your so-called friends from the disbelievers, somehow get the upper hand of you, they will turn out to be active enemies to you and will lay their hand on you and lash you with their tongues to do you harm. And they ardently desire that you should disbelieve. Neither your kinfolks nor your children will be of any good to you on the day of resurrection. He, your true Lord, will separate you one from another and decide between you. And Allah is a keen observer of all you do. There is indeed a noble example for you to follow in Abraham and his companions. Behold, they said to their people, "We have nothing to do with you, and we disown that you worship apart from Allah. We disapprove of all that you say and do." A long-lasting type of enmity and rancor has arisen and become apparent between you and us. No doubt, it will last till you believe in Allah alone. But you have no example to emulate in the words of Abraham to his sire, when he said, "I will surely ask forgiveness for you from Allah, though I can do nothing against the will of Allah." Abraham and his companions also prayed to their Lord, "Our Lord, in you we put our trust, and to you alone do we turn in repentance, and towards you alone is the final return. Our Lord, do not allow that we have to face ordeals at the hands of the disbelievers, thus providing them pleasure at our cost, and protect us against the consequences of our faults. Our Lord, for you alone are the Almighty, the All-Wise." Surely you have a noble example to follow in these people, and also for everyone who hopes to see Allah and also fears Him and the Last Day. And he who turns away from following it should know that Allah is truly self-sufficient, free from all needs, and praiseworthy in His own right. It is well nigh that these disbelievers embrace the faith, and thus Allah may establish goodwill between you and those of them with whom you are at enmity at present. For Allah is all-powerful, and Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Allah does not forbid you to be kind and good, and to deal justly with those who have not fought you because of your faith and have not turned you out of your homes. In fact, Allah loves those who are equitable. Allah only forbids you to make friends with those who have fought you because of your faith and who have turned you out of your homes and have abetted your expulsion. Indeed, those who make friends with them are really the unjust. O you who believe, when the believing women come to you having fled their homes, examine them. Allah knows best the state of their faith. If you ascertain them to be true believers, do not send them back to the disbelievers. These believing women are not lawful wives to those disbelievers, nor are they lawful husbands to these women. You shall, however, give them, their former disbelieving husbands, what they have spent on them. And you will be doing nothing unlawful if you marry these women after you have given them their dowries. And do not hold matrimonial ties with the disbelieving women. Should they join the disbelievers, you can claim what you have spent on them. So can the disbelieving husbands claim that which they have spent on these believing women. This is the judgment of Allah. He implements this judgment between you. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. If any part of the dowries of your wives has passed over to the disbelievers from you, and then your turn comes to pay to the disbelievers when a woman from the disbeliever side comes over to you, give to those whose wives have come over an amount equal to that which they have spent. Keep your duty to Allah in whom you believe. Prophet, when women come to you after having believed, and they take the oath of allegiance that they will not associate anything with Allah, and that they will not steal, and will not commit fornication and adultery, nor kill their children, nor bring forth a scandalous charge which they themselves have deliberately forged, nor disobey your just and rightful orders, then accept their allegiance and seek Allah's protection for them. Indeed, Allah is great protector, ever merciful. O you who believe, do not make friends with a people who have incurred the displeasure of Allah. They are indeed despaired of the hereafter, since they have no faith in it, just as the disbelievers are despaired of those who are in the graves, as they do not believe that the dead will ever come to life again. Al-Saf, the ranks. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth glorifies Allah, for He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O you who believe, why should you say what you do not do? It is very hateful in the sight of Allah that you should profess what you do not practice. Indeed, Allah loves those who fight in His cause in compact ranks, so arrayed as if they were a solid structure cemented with molten lead. Recall the time when Moses said to his people, "My people, why do you malign me when you know that I am certainly a messenger from Allah to you?" But when they deviated from the right course, Allah let their hearts deviate as they were. For Allah guides no transgressing people to success. And recall the time when Jesus, son of Mary, said, "O children of Israel, surely I am a messenger sent to you by Allah, fulfilling the prophecies contained in the Torah, which preceded me, and pronouncing the good news of the advent of a great messenger named Ahmed who will come after me. But when he, the Prophet Muhammad, came to them with clear proofs, they said, "His are the enchanting ways separating us from our people. But who is more unjust than he who believes in the Trinity of God, who forges a lie in the name of Allah by calling Jesus the Son of God, while he is called to join the fold of Islam? And Allah guides no unjust people to the ways of success. They desire to extinguish the light of Allah with the breath of their mouths, but Allah will perfect his light, even though the disbelievers consider it hard. It is he who sent his messenger with the source of guidance and true lasting faith, that he may help it prevail over all other faith, even though the polytheists consider it difficult. O you who believe, shall I direct you to a bargain that will save you from a woeful punishment? The bargain is that keep your faith in Allah and his messenger, and keep on striving hard in the cause of Allah with your possessions and your persons. That would be best for you if you only would realize. He will protect you against the evil consequences of your sins and admit you into gardens served with running streams and into delightful and pure dwelling places lying in the gardens of eternity. This is the way to supreme achievement. And he will confer upon you yet another favor which you love. It is the help from Allah and an early victory that you will win in this very world. So give glad tidings of it to the believers. O you who believe, be helpers of the cause of Allah as did the disciples of Jesus. For when Jesus, son of Mary, said to the disciples, "Who will join me as my helper towards the cause of Allah?" the disciples replied, "We are helpers of the cause of Allah." So a section of the children of Israel believed, while another section rejected him. Thereupon, we helped those who believed against their enemies, and at last, these believers gained predominant victory over the non-believers. Al-Jumu'ah, the congregation, with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth glorifies Allah, the Supreme Sovereign, the Holy, the Almighty, the All-Wise. He it is who has raised among the Arabs a grand messenger who hails from among themselves, who recites to them his revelations to rid them of their impurities, and teaches them the book and wisdom, though before the advent of the Prophet, they were steeped in error, which disconnected them from God. And he will raise this Prophet among others of them, who have not yet joined them. And he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. This is Allah's grace. He bestows it on whom he pleases, and Allah is the Lord of immense grace. The case of those who were charged to observe the law of Torah, but did not carry out its commandments in its true spirit, is like the case of a donkey that carries a load of volumes of books. He neither understands them nor gathers any advantage from them. Wretched is the case of the people who cry lies to the message of Allah, and Allah guides not unjust people to success. Say, O you who stand on Judaism, if you claim that you are the favorites of Allah to the exclusion of all other peoples, then if what you say is true, express your wish in prayer contest for death, either invoking it on yourselves if you are on falsehood, or on me in case you think I am an impostor. But they will never wish for it because of the sinful deeds their hands have sent forward. And Allah is fully aware of the wrongdoers. Say, the death from which you flee is sure to overtake you. Then you will be brought before the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will inform you of the truth about all that you had been doing. O you who believe, when the call is made for the congregational prayer on Friday, then hasten to extol the name of Allah and leave off all business. That is best for you if you only knew. And when the prayer is finished, disperse in the land and seek Allah's grace and bounty and restart your business. And go on remembering Allah much that you may achieve an all-around success. But Prophet, when some people see some merchandise or any form of amusement, they run for it and leave you standing on the pulpit. Say, that reward of worshiping Allah, which Allah has for you, is far better than any amusement or merchandise, and Allah is the best of providers. Al-Munafiqun, the hypocrites. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. When the hypocrites come to you, they say, "We bear witness that you are in fact the messenger of Allah." And Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger. Yet Allah at the same time bears witness that the hypocrites are truly liars. They take shelter behind their oaths to hide their evil designs. Thus they keep people back from the way of Allah. Surely evil is the practice they follow. That they follow this practice is because outwardly they believed, but inwardly they disbelieved, so that their hearts are sealed, and now they do not even understand. When you see them, their handsome figures please you, and if they speak a masked and polished speech, you listen to their speech. They look as though they were wooden statues clad in garments. They think every loud cry is one raised against them. They themselves are your enemies in reality, so beware of them. May Allah ruin them. To what perversities are they being turned away from the truth? And when it is said to them, "Come, so that the messenger of Allah may ask forgiveness for you," they turn their heads aside by way of refusal and out of scorn and pride. And you see them, keeping others back also, while they swell big with pride. It makes no difference to them whether you ask forgiveness for them or do not ask. Allah will not forgive them. Indeed, Allah will guide no transgressing people to success. They are a people who say, "Do not spend on those who are with the messenger of Allah until they are obliged to disperse and desert him." Yet the treasures of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah, but the hypocrites do not understand it. They say, "If we return to Medina, the most honorable and mightier will drive out the most mean from there." But true power and honor belongs to Allah and his messenger and to the believers. Yet the hypocrites do not know it. O you who believe, do not let your possessions and your children make you forget the remembrance of Allah, and those who do so shall be the real losers. And spend out of that with which we have provided you, before death visits one of you and he says, "My Lord, would that you had granted me reprieve for a short while, for if you had, I would have given alms and would have become one of the righteous." And Allah does not grant reprieve to a soul when its appointed time is come. And Allah is well aware of what you do. Al-Taghabun, manifestation of loss. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth glorifies Allah. To him belongs sovereignty and all true praises as well. He is the possessor of power to do every desired thing. It is he who created you. Some of you become disbelievers, while others become believers. Allah sees what you do. He created the heavens and the earth with an eternal purpose and to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom. And he shaped you and made your shapes beautiful, and to him is the ultimate return. He knows whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, and he knows what you conceal and what you do publicly. Allah knows the innermost thoughts of the hearts. Yes, believers, have you had no news of those who disbelieved in the past? They suffered the evil consequences of their conduct, and for them is decreed a woeful punishment. That was because their messengers of God kept on coming to them with clear proofs, but they said, "Shall a mere human being guide us?" So they disbelieved and turned away, paying no heed. Thereupon Allah showed them that He had no need of them. Indeed, Allah is self-sufficient above all needs, worthy of all praise in His own right. Those who disbelieve claim that they will not be raised from the dead. Say, "No doubt, by my Lord, you shall surely be raised, and then you shall be told all that you have done in life, and that is easy for Allah." Therefore, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the light which we have revealed, and Allah is well aware of all that you do. Beware of the day when He shall gather you together for the day of gathering. That will be the day of the manifestation of losses. Those who believe in Allah and act to suit the requirement of it will be acquitted of their evil deeds. He will admit them to the gardens served with running streams. They will abide therein forever and ever. That is the grand achievement. But those who disbelieved and cried lies to our messages, these are the inmates of fire. They will abide therein for a long time. What an evil resort it is! No calamity befalls but by the leave of Allah. When it happens, Allah guides the mind of the person who believes in Him into the ways of His purification and enlightenment. And Allah knows all things very well. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away paying no heed, then bear in mind that our Messenger is responsible only for the plain conveying of the messages. Allah, there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He. So let the believers put their trust in Allah. O you who believe, some of your spouses and children are enemies to you, so beware of them. And if you overlook their shortcomings and forgive and pardon them, you will find that surely Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Verily your possessions and your children are a means to reveal your hidden attributes. As for Allah, there awaits an immense reward with Him. Therefore, do your duty towards Allah to the best of your ability, and listen to Him, and obey Him, and go on spending in His cause. If you do so, it will be best for your own selves. For only those who are rid of covetousness of their souls shall be really successful in every way. If you set apart a handsome portion of your wealth for the cause of Allah, He will multiply it for you and will protect you against your lapses. And Allah is most appreciating, all forbearing. He is the omniscient of the unseen and the seen. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Al-Talaq, the divorce. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Prophet, tell the believers that when you decide to divorce your women, divorce them at a time when their iddat, period of 3 monthly courses for which they must wait before they can remarry, can be calculated. The divorce should be given when she has cleansed herself after the menstrual discharge and after divorce, calculate the period of iddat exactly, and keep your duty to Allah, your Lord. You shall not turn them out during this period of iddat from their homes, except they commit flagrant sin, nor shall they themselves go out of them. And these are the limits imposed by Allah, and he that violates the limits imposed by Allah indeed does injustice to himself. You never know Allah's will, for it may be that after this divorce, Allah will bring about a new situation of reconciliation between you. And when they are about to reach their prescribed term of iddat, either keep them by revoking the divorce in an honorable and fair manner, or part with them in honorable and fair manner, and two honest and just persons from among you witness your decision. Let the witnesses bear true testimony for the sake of Allah regarding the situation that resulted in the pronouncement of divorce. Thus, the person who acts according to these guidelines and who believes in Allah and the Last Day is exhorted. And he who takes Allah as his shield, he will always make a way out of his ordeals for him. And he will provide him sustenance from where he least expects. And he who puts his trust in Allah, he is sufficient for him to fulfill his needs. Allah is sure to accomplish his purpose. Allah has set a measure for everything. If you are in doubt how to calculate the period of such of your women as have despaired of monthly courses, then know that period for which they must wait is 3 months, and the same holds good for such women as have not menstruated for some other reasons. And as to the pregnant women, their term will end when they are delivered of their burden. And bear in mind, for the one who keeps his duty to Allah, he will provide a facility in his affair for him. That is the command of Allah. He has revealed this to you. For the one who takes Allah as a shield, he will rid him of the evil consequences of his sins and will grant him a very great reward. Lodge the divorced women during the prescribed period in some part of the house where you are lodging, according to the best of your means. Do not harass them so as to make their stay hard for them. If they be pregnant, bear their expenses until they are delivered of the child. And if they suckle the child for you as the period of waiting is over with the delivery, pay them their dues for suckling. And in order to settle it, consult together in all fairness, making only reasonable demands on one another. But if you find it mutually difficult to come to a settled agreement, then let another woman suckle the child for him. Let a man with plentiful means spend for the maintenance of the suckling woman according to his means. And let him whose subsistence are limited spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah burdens no person with responsibility beyond what he has given him. Allah will soon bring about easy times after hardships. So many people of townships rebelled against the command of their Lord and his messengers, so that we reckoned with them sternly and punished them with a dire punishment. So they suffered the evil consequences of their deeds, and the subsequent end of their affairs was in the form of loss. Allah has in store for them a terrible punishment. So take Allah as a shield, O you persons of excellent and pure understanding who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you means of attaining eminence, in the form of an eminent messenger who recites to you the clear revelations of Allah, which tell the right from the wrong, and thus he brings those who believe and accordingly do good deeds out of all kinds of darkness into light. And he who believes in Allah and does good deeds, he will admit him to the gardens, served with running streams to abide therein forever. Allah has indeed made a very handsome provision for him. It is Allah who has created 7 heavens, and he has created as many earths. The divine law permeates through them. He tells this to you so that you may know that Allah is possessor of all power to do every desired thing, and Allah encompasses everything in His knowledge. Al-Tahrim, the prohibition. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Prophet, why do you forbid yourself the things which Allah has made lawful to you? You seek the pleasure of Allah for your wives, and Allah is great protector, ever merciful. Allah has indeed sanctioned to you, the Muslims, the expiation of your expiable oaths. And Allah is your patron, and He is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Recall the time when the Prophet confided to one of his wives, Hafsa, a certain secret matter. When she divulged it to another of his wives, Aisha, and Allah informed him of this, he then made known to her a part of it to reprove her for what she had done, and avoided mentioning the other part. So when he told her about it, she said, "Who has informed you of this?" "He," the Prophet said, "the all-knowing, the all-aware God has informed me." If both of you women, Aisha and Hafsa, turn to Allah repentant, He will accept your repentance, for your hearts are already inclined to God. But if you abet each other against Him, then bear in mind, Allah is His helper, as also Gabriel, and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, all the angels are also His helpers. It may be that in case He divorces you, His Lord will give Him instead wives better than yourselves, wives who will be submissive to Allah, faithful, obedient, penitent, devout worshippers of God, given to fasting, and they may consist of divorcees, widows, and virgins. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire of which ordinary human beings and stone-hearted people are fuel, and over which angels are appointed, fierce and ferocious, who never disobey the command of Allah, and who do as they are told. O you who disbelieve, now when you are cast into the fire, make no excuses this day. You are only requited for what you used to do. O you who believe, turn to Allah in sincere repentance. Maybe that your Lord will acquit you of your evil deeds and admit you to gardens served with running streams. On that day, Allah will not disgrace the Prophet nor those who have believed with him. Their light will advance swiftly, radiating in front of them and on their right hands, while they will go on praying and saying, "Our Lord, perfect our light for us and protect us against our lapses. Verily, you are possessor of prudential power to do every desired thing." Prophet, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites, and be stern with them. Their resort is Jahannam. What an evil destination! Allah compares those who disbelieve to the wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. They were both under the wedlock of two of our righteous servants, but acted treacherously towards them both. So they, Noah and Lot, could do nothing to save them from the punishment of Allah. And it was said to them, "Enter you both into the hellfire, along with those of your category who enter therein." And Allah compares those who believe to the wife of Pharaoh. Behold, she said, "My Lord, make for me an abode in the garden of paradise, close to you, and deliver me from Pharaoh and his work, and deliver me from the wrongdoing people." And Allah next compares the believing people to Mary, the daughter of Imran, she who took care to guard her chastity. So we breathed into him, the believer who is exemplified here, our inspiration, while she declared her faith in the revelations of her Lord and his scriptures, and she became of the devoted ones to prayers and obedient to him.